Welcome to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
Stone Reed handoff. Franks got room across the 40. Running right inside the
third. High. Another round around third. Dickens sliding into third base. A triple. Scores two runs in the Bobcat. Foul needed.
That one swung on. Hit out towards left field. That ball is going back to the wall. And that ball is gone.
A grand slam from Courtney
Pierce. Two runs in the Bobcat. Foul needed. 9-8 here in the bottom of the seventh.
Welcome, welcome. Once again, it is a Monday edition of the Bobcat Radio. I want to thank you for tuning in. I, of course, am your host, Jason, joined by Caleb and Colin. How's it going, guys? Good weekend this week?
Yeah, it was all right. It was a good weekend.
Lots of soccer, I imagine.
Yeah, fortunately.
Fortunately, definitely.
Not me.
Yeah, I definitely, now that the NBA Finals are over and basically College World Series is almost wrapped up, I'm kind of like there needs to be something happening. Baseball's always going to be there, but it's good to have the World Cup here to give us something different.
Definitely. This is my first year kind of really getting into soccer, and, man, I'm diving headfirst into it. Of course, we're going to talk about it today. Once again, I want to thank you for joining us here on Bobcat Radio. It is a Monday morning edition. Of course, you can always get with us here right in the studio if you want to call in, 512-245-FIRE. That's 512-245-3473. If you've got any questions, comments, concerns, just want to tell us we're wrong about something, because I've come to realize that probably the fans out there know way more about what we're talking about than we do anyway.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean,
don't
we do
that.
Well, I mean, it's just the truth. It's a truthful kind of Monday.
You got to give the people what they want.
Of course, you can get at us on Facebook, Facebook/KTSW, Twitter at KTSW Sports, and as always, we've got our hashtag, Caleb.
Yeah, social media is right here in front of me, so hit us up on Monday Mojo, or hashtag Monday Mojo, or hashtag Bobcat Ready. I'll be searching throughout those hashtags throughout the show, so hope to hear from you guys.
If you've got a little mojo, if your mojo was good over the weekend, maybe your team won, it's going in a good direction, you want to send that out in the world, definitely. If your team lost, you got a little bit of bad mojo, put that out there as well. We're going to correct it for you, get your week going right. Of course, as always, we like to start off the show with a little thing called name dropping.
Name dropping.
All right, anybody feel like jumping in first, Colin, maybe?
Yeah, I guess I'll go first. You know, watching the World Cup and watching Clint Dempsey, otherwise known as Captain America, that guy has absolutely taken the World Cup and made it his mission to make sure that we can get out of the group of death. So 2 goals in 2 games, very impressive. He's done his part.
Definitely. Texas represent there. Good old Nacogdoches boy. Always good to see. Important to note, too, that he's kind of playing out of position right now without the door down, and he is doing a magnificent job.
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe we need to keep him there until Altidore comes back, maybe if we can make it to the knockout round. I don't know. I mean, we've lost one of our best players, and we're still doing good. That shows that Klinsmann's really, really knows how to pick his players, and his depth has shown through a lot more. We're not just relying on our original starters. We're switching guys in and doing really well.
Definitely, definitely. Important to note, we're definitely going to get into World Cup today. Majorly hit in the second half of the show. Caleb, who's your name drop today?
Yeah, my name drop this weekend. I don't know if any of you guys caught the Sunday Night Baseball broadcast of ESPN last night. It featured the Rangers and the Angels. But my name drop today is going to be Mike Socia, the Angels manager. If you guys missed it, in the first inning of last night, there was a play at the plate. Throw misses the cutoff man. Darvish fires it back into home, guns the runner down, gets him out. Then Socia comes out arguing, and he's arguing this rule 7.13, I believe is what it is, and it's the rule against home plate collisions. And it's a new rule that they have this year, and a rule that hasn't really been had an opportunity to be replayed yet. But I just wanted to give my shout out to Mike Socia, because as a guy who's a former catcher, it just blows my mind that that's something that he would do. I mean, the runner's out, and it's a dumb call to me. It's a dumb move to do. I got in quite a bit of argument last night, and Jason probably thought that I sounded like a 15-year-old girl last night, texting him and stuff, just completely whining about this whole shindig.
He was pretty mad. I'm not gonna lie.
I was, man. It's
Stamen.
To me, it's unbelievable that a manager, as I said, that used to be a catcher would have that big of a deal with the home plate collision rule, and would take the tenacity to challenge it.
So you played catcher a little bit there. Did you ever get spiked sliding into home? Did you ever have to run any big time collisions you had to deal with?
I played catcher for one game. I did get hit in softball one time.
Nice.
I was playing catcher at softball, and I was blocking the plate, and that dude didn't want to slide. He just kind of took out my feet, and I flipped around, and You know,
did you hang on to the ball?
No, I didn't even catch the ball. The ball wasn't even there yet.
I was going to say, that's the best one, is where you have the ball and they truck you and you're like, ha, still got the ball, you're out. It's almost like the last laugh.
Definitely, definitely.
Of course, Rangers did go on to lose that game 5-1. We'll hit that up,
the struggle
that
continues.
A little bit more on a little later in the show.
Definitely, definitely. We'll get to anything Major League Baseball, NBA. Of course, like I said, World Cup in the second half of the show. My name drop today is San Diego Padres reliever Alex Torres, who was actually the first Major League player to wear a padded cap in the game. I want to give him a big old shout-out. No making fun of this guy whatsoever. I completely support it. If you haven't seen it, they have... a company has come out with a new padded baseball hat for pitchers, and if you take a look at it, it honestly looks like a Mario hat.
That's
from Nintendo. It's a big poofy. I mean, it's obviously a lot. It's noticeable, I guess you'd put it there. And they inject polymers and plastics into there to help protect the pitcher in case he gets hit in the head. This was decided in case you don't remember. I guess last year it was a reliever Alex Cobb took a line drive off his head. After Eric Hosmer of the Kansas City Royals hit it, came right back at him. Grantland actually did a piece, and it came off the bat and was approaching 102 miles an hour when it actually hit him. I don't care who you are, what you are, that's scary. That's a life-threatening kind of thing. In a quote from Alex Torres, he said, "I'm just trying to protect myself, my life, and see my kids grow up. I don't want to wait for something to happen." Once again, I want to applaud it, and I kind of wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this because I think it's a major change that's happening in the major leagues. Of course, they're not required to do it. It's completely optional. But to see this guy come out and actually wear it in a game situation, once again, I definitely want to applaud him. Any thoughts on...
Yeah, I mean, the last thing that I really heard about this from major leaguers was Justin Verlander. And I remember whenever this idea first came out, and Verlander basically said, you know, I'm never going to wear that. That hat looks ridiculous. Nobody in baseball is ever going to wear that. So, yeah, definitely props to Torres for giving it a try.
Yeah, and again, it does look a little ridiculous.
Yes, like, it does. I'm trying so hard not to laugh. I'm
checking out the pictures right now. Definitely.
He looks like Mario.
I think it's a great thing to protect yourself. Obviously, it's optional. Again, like we said, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. It does nothing really to protect the face. It's not like a hockey mask or anything like that, or I guess a paintball mask even. Something that may progress into the future. But, hey, we're not really caring about how you look while you're on the field. Keep yourself safe. And another thing I wanted to mention, he didn't say anything about it bothering him. Obviously, it's a little bit heavier, but it said he really didn't say anything about it affecting his pitches, his style of play, or anything like that. So, completely, once again, support it. Want to give a shout-out to San Diego Padres reliever Alex Torres for being the first player to wear a padded cap in the game.
Yeah, and if you give it a couple years, maybe kids around the nation are going to start rocking these and rocking the Mario look. I don't think it's a big deal. You know, everybody loves Mario and the Nintendo. We're, you know, Nintendo age. So I'm all about safety, and I really applaud him for doing that. And I just, I'm hoping they can make one that looks a little less ridiculous. But if not, then I say just go for it with what you have.
Definitely. It's important to remember, too, that this is kind of the first gen of this type of thing. I'm sure they'll make modifications. It'll get better. It'll get lighter to encourage more players to go on there. Now, guys, I actually had a second name drop, if you'll allow me to throw it out there.
Do it.
Kind of over the summer, I guess, wrestling has been my name drop, and I'm kind of stuck with that a little bit. We're not doing that today. Don't worry. Not throwing out another one. Go ahead and make fun of me on Twitter if you want to do it. Hashtag Bobcat Radio. Hashtag Mojo Monday. Tell me how wrestling is stupid. That's fine. This one, on the other hand, is Chad Johnson. I made a reference to him last semester in my old NFL players kick. He actually made his Canadian Football League debut. Love it. He had one catch for 16 yards from the former, he caught the pass from the former Ohio State standout and NFL quarterback Troy Smith. Important to remember, Chad Johnson had over 11,000 receiving yards in the NFL. Chances he actually makes a big-time impact in the CFL. And again, it's important to remember that their field is longer and wider. It's made for wide-open play. It's made for passing. It's made for scoring. So, anybody think that he's got a chance to make a dent in that league?
Well, I just think you give him some time, and he'll get used to working with Troy Smith. And you know, of course, now he's going against lesser DBs, so he might be able to burn them and succeed. But we'll see. I mean, he needs to get time to learn the playbook and learn what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, but what the offense is doing. And just give him some time up there, and I think he'll succeed.
Awesome, awesome. And once again, we are listening to KTSW's Bobcat Radio, a Monday morning edition. Again, hit us up on Twitter if you've got it. Caleb, I know I got the hashtag wrong. Go ahead and say it again. I always do.
Hashtag Monday Mojo, not Mojo Monday, as Jason tends to think it is,
you know,
every single episode.
There's probably thousands upon thousands of people that are listening to this and tagging Mojo Monday, and we're just not paying attention to it because of me. So, again,
I hope you're right.
I know. I am. I'm usually right. Anyway, today we're going to get into some Texas State track and field news and some majorly hit the Texas State football schedule that's coming up for the following year. We're going to take a quick break. When you come back, we'll get right into it.